news, Kyle. Let me give you the news.
Okay.
And this is from Deadline. Every news outlet seemed to be pulling from this report when they were talking about it, so I think this will have most of the information. I'm also reading it out of order to give you information that I think you should hear at different times. One of ABC's signature dramas is staging a comeback. ABC has given a pilot production commitment to NYPD Blue, a new iteration of the iconic cop drama that will revolve around the son of Dennis Franz's detective Andy Sipowicz character from the original series.
Okay.
The reboot hails from NYPD Blue alumni Matt Olmsted, Nick Wooten, and Jesse Bochco. The pilot, a co-production between 20th Century Fox, which was behind the original series, and ABC Studios, is already casting four main roles of NYPD cops led by Theo. The pilot script was written by Olmsted and Wooten. Bochco, the son of NYPD Blue creator Stephen Bochco, who helmed 10 episodes of the original series, is set to direct. All three executive produce, while Stephen Bochco's widow, Dana Bochco, will serve as a producer. And as I hear, the project got a blessing from the late Stephen Bochco, who met with Olmsted shortly before his death on April 1st. Mentions that Theo is Andy's son that he had with Sylvia Costas, Sharon Lawrence's character. Then it talks about how it was created by Stephen Bochco and David Milch, debuted in 1993, ran for 12 seasons, setting the record for longest-running drama on ABC. And it was only beaten recently by Grey's Anatomy, but it had 20 Emmy Awards and 84 nominations, which I don't think Grey's Anatomy has.
Close.
Talks about how it pushed the boundaries and had an FCC fine for showing Charlotte Ross's ass. Now here's the part that are important. Olmsted marks his return to the series that gave him his start. As a young writer, he joined with a staff writing job. He met with Bochco, who offered him to write for the ABC drama. He joined as a writer in season 6 and steadily rose through the ranks to executive producer on seasons 10 through 12. Wooten, his first association with Bochco came when he was 3 years old, because Wooten and Bochco's children attended LA elementary school together. His first job was a PA at the age of 14 on LA Law, where Bochco became his mentor. Fresh out of college, Wooten was an apprentice on the second season of NYPD Blue, joined the staff, and stayed for 12 years. Also becoming an executive producer, seasons 10 through 12. Then it talks about how Olmsted and Wooten teamed up with Bochco to create a couple series that never made it to air. He started thinking about rebooting NYPD Blue under his overall deal with ABC Studios, and Bochco gave him the blessing 4 days before his death.
Oh, that's weird.
Then he has some quotes about how great Stephen Bochco was. Wooten most recently served as executive producer at CBS Television with the drama series Scorpion.
Wow.
He became available in May when his series was canceled, and Olmsted was executive producer and showrunner on NBC's Chicago Fire. He also co-created and served as executive producer on the spinoff Chicago PD. ABC successfully revived Roseanne last season before the series was dramatically canceled following a racist tweet by Roseanne, spawning the spinoff series. For next season, the network also has Bewitched and Designing Women reboots in development. ABC Entertainment President Channing Dungey: I don't necessarily want to dive into rebooting just for the sake of rebooting. I'm certainly open to a reboot if something comes to me with the right creative spin or right creative spin on the creative that makes sense. I don't know if that was written wrong or whatever. Now, here's the part that I cut out to leave to the end. Here's the creative spin on this reboot, Kyle. Unfortunately for all Andy Sipowicz fans, in the sequel, his character is dead. The return of NYPD Blue follows his son Theo as he tries to earn his detective shield and work for the 15th Squad while investigating his father's murder. Theo seems to have taken after his father, as he is too a hard-drinking, hard-headed, and quick-witted cop. By opting to have a link to the original series versus a straight-out reboot with an all-new group of cops, the new NYPD Blue creates opportunities for characters from Emmy-winning drama to pop in. Indeed, there are no deals in place. I hear the intention is for original cast members to appear on the follow-up series. that won't include Franz, a three-time Emmy winner for NYPD Blue, who largely retired from acting, but had been open to opportunities. He says, I did receive a call, and I'm flattered, but not interested. NYPD Blue is a high point in my life and career, and I think of it fondly. I wish them all well and much success. We are getting an NYPD Blue pilot reboot without Andy Sipowicz, and it's going to be about his son, who is basically an Andy Sipowicz clone.
I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like they should at least have Andy in it one time. I don't think Andy would get murdered. Like, I mean, it's been like 15 years. Who's still trying to murder Andy Sipowicz? You know what I mean?
Because my big problem with it that I've been working on, like, my opinions of it while getting ready for this episode to talk about it, I do not understand the point of saying, oh, this will be a great opportunity to create new characters within the same world as NYPD Blue, but then with that same breath mention, oh no, we're just gonna have Theo be a new Andy Sipowicz. Because if that's really the selling point of your show, creating a cheap, bastardized version of it is not going to be what's going to make the show good.
Yeah, I know.
So then I started looking into how legit their credits were, and it turns out Nicholas Wooten, I think that's his name, he was the story editor in season 4, the season we're about to do.
Okay.
So he was around for a pretty long time. And yeah. I guess from season 2, which is when the show, in our opinion, or at least my opinion, started getting good.
Yeah, it got way better.
And even though Jesse Bochco is just, it could be seen as just Steven's son.
Yeah.
He was also directing episodes towards the end of the series. Which, it wasn't the best time of the series, but it still shows he was around.
Yeah, and I mean, he does have, like, the lineage and shit, and whatever that means. But, like, I don't know. I don't think it's gonna go well.
I've been talking with listeners, like, the four of them. I've been talking to them online, on Twitter, about the reboot. And most of them are pretty much immediately dismissive of the situation.
Yeah.
I'm going to remain hopeful until I see it, just because I'm hoping they realize before it starts being filmed that if you make Theo just like Andy, it doesn't make any sense. Like, it really doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and you can't have Andy on a TV show this day and age. Like, there's no way you can have Andy on a TV show again and say what he says and do what he does without people having a problem with it.
And if you just make a, like, scaled down, not as dangerous version, then it's not gonna be as good as the show used to be, and you'll be bringing down the show with the character that you think is going to bring it back to how good it was. Because clearly people are like, oh, the reason NYPD Blue was great is because of Andy Sipowicz, which is kind of half true. But the point of, we have to bring back this character because that's why people watch the show, but then you can't bring back that character, it just doesn't make any sense. Then why don't you try to elevate off that character and make a new one?
Yeah, or I always thought what should happen is, like, Andy should be in the first 2 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy should, like, establish something. And I was thinking, like, what if in the first episode it's Theo fighting to be a detective, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
And he finally gets to it. And then, like, on their first call out, let's say there's, like, a shooting or something and Andy gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say the person who shot him happens to be a minority. You can build off of that first episode. And maybe you could go through this transformation of Theo, like, turning racist or having these hard feelings because his father was shot. And maybe he does start drinking, you know, like, you could, I don't know, I always thought it should at least have Andy in it. It should have some kind of linchpin in between each season, but whatever.
The way I thought it should
I'm
go...
I'm not in charge of it. I mean, I'm not getting paid a bunch of money for it, so whatever.
Yeah, and the way I thought it should go, because they're making it very clear that it's a sequel, if you don't have Andy anymore, but you want to establish that this is a sequel, I would say you have it set in the 15th, you create characters that are deep and that have kind of a... Because the reason Andy Sipowicz is so good is because he's very, very real at his core. But if you have the ability, make other characters like that. So make it like NYPD Blue, but don't use Sipowicz. You could always have references to Sipowicz and Medavoy and Simone and Fancy. You could have those references and, like, you can bring those characters in for things here and there. But it seems so asinine to just be like, okay, well, we can't get that guy, so let's just have his son and he acts exactly like him. Because when you think about it, because we're not there yet in our show, but Theo, he isn't raised to produce a Sipowicz. Sipowicz was raised to produce a Sipowicz.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Sipowicz was, like, the son of, it seems like, Polish immigrants who drank and then abused him, and he drank to deal with his feelings, and he has issues with people of color, and he has issues with social interaction, and he has issues of power and abusing power and things like that. But Theo is like, he was raised getting past all that with, what's her name? Wow, I can't believe I already forgot her name. With Sylvia.
Yeah.
And eventually what happens with her, no spoilers, because we get...
Oh my god. Like, you could just have whole episodes on him dealing with not having a fucking mom.
Yeah. It's,
like, you know what I mean?
It's just annoying that they're like, okay, well then we'll just make this character like that. He's like, but that doesn't make any sense. It's not like you're saying, okay, he... Because he could be... Him being witty or him being a little... weird socially wouldn't be that crazy, because Andy is weird socially and witty. But I don't think he'd be a drinker, because he grew up under an alcoholic who was getting his shit together. Like, I don't think it makes sense.
But I don't... But if you... like, not to spoil too much, but I don't... Like, he's still a baby when Andy does all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he wouldn't really know the alcoholic side, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think it makes a lot of sense.
He was a baby doing all that shit. Unless, like, you have flashbacks and Andy has, like... But then, like, where's fucking, I mean, spoilers. Spoilers, everybody. But where's fucking Connie?
Yeah, she's not gonna be involved at all?
He, like, spoilers, he fucking wanted to call Connie mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, is she just not gonna be around? Like... How is she, like, I don't know, like, there's a lot of ways you could go. I just don't feel like having Sipowicz dead right away is the best way to go, but...
And also, I feel like, okay, you get the, which is hilarious too, you get the A-OK to reboot NYPD Blue from Stephen Bochco, and then he dies 4 days later. That's not weird, but that's not a weird horror movie, and...
Well, you said his son's a part of it?
His son will be executive producer and directing possibly the pilot.
I mean, he could have, like, asked his dad numerous times over dinner or something. You know what I mean?
Like, hey, we want to reboot it.
Hey, we want to do this. So they had probably talked about it for a long time and shit.
Yeah.
Or maybe Stephen Bochco knew he was dying, so he said, yeah, go right ahead. You can have this. I'm leaving. But I don't think they... I don't know. I mean, whatever. If it even ends up getting made...
That's the thing. I think they just have a commitment to make a pilot. If it's like complete hot dog shit, they're not going to put it out. But I think,
yeah.
But I think if it's even like, if it's even a little bit decent, they're going to put it out to see if it can make money or get an audience for them. It's also just kind of like a cheese dick annoying thing to see. Oh, the guy who's going to be running it. Yeah, he ran Chicago Fire. And Chicago PD.
Yeah, but those are very popular shows.
But like that's another thing. Like they're gonna get to NYPD Blue, and they're not gonna make NYPD Blue. They're gonna make those shows and just call it NYPD Blue, and it's not gonna be as good. It's not gonna be fun. Like I told everybody on Twitter, I'm hoping for the best, and I can't re you can't really say until it comes out, but I just don't have a lot of hope for it. Also, they talk about all these characters coming back. Like, what characters? Like, what characters are actually gonna come back? Are you gonna get Medavoy? And that's it?
Yeah, I was thinking of that. Jones, is Jones coming back? See, I always thought what like I mean it's too late, but like his kid should have always worked with Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh yeah, we can get Mark Paul Goss back.
You can get MPG back, and you can have him be like a fat, bloated version of himself. And he's like maybe not the best detective anymore. I don't know, like, and maybe because like when you left the show, he was kind of being a dick. Like him and Andy weren't really like in good, on good terms. His dad had killed himself. Spoiler, blah blah blah. But like, I don't know. You could have had MPG be there, and he teaches him or something. I don't know. I don't know. You could have done a lot of things.
I mean, my dream scenario.
Thing is Theo could have never worked for Andy.
Yeah, that's true.
So he could have never. Andy couldn't have been there. Like, but I don't think Andy should be dead.
Also, the way they describe it is that Andy is trying to work towards his shield.
Yo, I got it. Just put it all together.
You just
You
put it
know,
all
remember
together.
how Mark Paul Gosselaar got his shield? Because he was working in a different department, and he teamed up with the 15th Squad, and he got shot for it. So then he got a medal, and they were like, "Any precinct you want, you're getting your gold shield." Have that happen to Theo, but have Theo be like a fucking beat cop in the 15th, and there's like a shootout somewhere, and let's say his dad's involved in the shootout. Ends up getting killed. Theo so either takes a bullet or like saves somebody, and so then they go, "You can go to any precinct you want." And he goes to the 15th, and then he goes to the 15th.
You pull a face off where the bullet goes through Andy and hits Theo.
Or something, yeah, like, or yeah, or something, or like maybe like Andy's worried, like Andy sees Theo at the shootout and he's worried, and so he's not paying attention. And it's like the first time Andy's ever not paying attention and like been on the ball, you know? But then again, if he's in Fancy's seat, he wouldn't be out unless it was something major. I don't
That's
know.
my dream NYPD Blue scenario was Sipowicz is now the lieutenant. He's retiring, and they have kind of like a 3 or 4 episode lead in to the idea he's not going to be on it anymore, or even like a 2 episode. And then after he leaves, we continue on with who's left in the precinct as if, okay, he's passing the torch on to the new guys. And that would have been fine with me, and I honestly would be cool with the idea of separating these two series entirely by kind of this thin wall of, okay, well, Sibwood's used to be here, now he isn't. And I don't even think you include Theo, because I can't imagine any person in the world deciding, I'm going to go out for law enforcement after your older half-brother died by being shot, your mother, spoiler alert, being killed in a courtroom, your dad talking about all of his partners that have died in the line of duty. It's like, why would you ever want to be a cop? Especially if you can afford, if you afford better opportunities because of the hard work your dad did as a cop. It just does, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It doesn't.
But
Could have gone many different ways with it, but
you know, like I said, gotta hope for the best, and maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised. We might just be clearly disappointed. I'm sure we're gonna talk about it. I imagine it'll be on Hulu, the new episodes, if it comes out. And then we'll be talking about those as well as the old
yeah,
ones.
but I don't know, man. I don't think it's gonna come out.
You don't think it's gonna come out? You think it's dead in the water?
I don't know. I just don't see, like, are people clamoring for fucking NYPD Blue, you know?
See, I would be if it sounded awesome. But it
like
doesn't
people,
sound
like
awesome.
People our age aren't clamoring for it.
No, I mean, it's just us two. They're going for people older than us. Because I think CBS got it right. Only old people watch TV anymore. So, they're just going all in for shit that old people understand. And that's why they're the most successful network on television. Whereas, I think ABC thinks we're going to get all of them back by just doing rebooted versions of the shit they used to love. I don't know. I think, in my opinion, I think it's going to come out. And if it's moderately successful, they're going to keep it on until it just the ratings just don't make it worth it anymore.
All right, well, we'll wait and see. And then when it gets, if it gets made, then we'll have a bet how many seasons it lasts.
Yeah, especially if they're giving them like 20 episode runs like they used to. I don't know.
Oh yeah, it would get like 12.
Which,
or 10.
Yeah.
And then they would be told like whether or not they're moving on.
And yeah, I'm very curious if they're gonna try and tackle race issues, which they can't possibly. They can't possibly have Andy Jr. Theo pull that kind of shit. Like, there's no way. There's no way. So I don't know where they're gonna get their real boundary pushing on TV, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyhoozle, that was just the news.
Yeah, it's coming. It's gonna be weird.
Yeah, I imagine because me, you, and a very, very small group of people are actually interested in this news, I think most of us are just going to be talking about how bad it is, and everyone else is going to be like, I don't know, I don't watch it, and then it's going to go away. But we'll see.
Yeah, that's the thing, it's got to be made for, like, the CBS old people crowd. Because kids our age aren't watching it.
Yeah, the only one that I know of is Ben, who I just started putting out the binging episode with. And he only watched it because I was like, dude, no, it's good. Like, if you're a fan of the SVUs and the CSIs, this is much better than that. But
yeah, I don't know. It's going to be weird.
Anyway, let's get on to the real shows, if you got your notes. Thank you once again for listening to NYPD Blue Balls. This was a special episode to give you the news that they do plan to make a sequel pilot to NYPD Blue. We'll see what happens. We don't have a lot of hope, though, if you've, you just listened to the show, so you heard how we feel about it. Anyway, if you could take some time, please rate and review the show on iTunes and Stitcher and wherever you can so more people see the show. I make sure to read the comments. There's not much I could do sometimes for your suggestions, but I do read them. If you need more NYPD Blue in your life, you can always check out An Unofficial Guide to NYPD Blue by Gene Kendall. We're on Twitter at Asher Bros Pod, Instagram at Asher Brothers Podcast. Thank you for listening, and be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and always make time for NYPD Blue.